You're holding Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph from Bar Mitzvah. Again, Daf Nun Zayin, the last shaila again was, if you have these seeds that were put into the karka, is it called kakarka dummy? Or is it called, no, keman demancha, the shadji, the kisa dummy? So last Gemara was taken, Gemara's lies by itself. If the shaila, if those seeds, do we look as if it's part of the karka, it's bought to the karka, and therefore the yomer is not matter it, or else ain't nishboin alav, or else there's no dinner nor on it. The Gemara blies by itself, if I take them. And the Gemara says, Omar Rava says, Omar Rav Chizda, the boy Rabami, Rabami asked a question like this, Oino Ein Lahem, true, the Mishnah says certain things that does not have the loch of Oino. It means if it charges sixth more, the sale is still chal, you can't get your money back. So the Mishnah said that, Eilu Dvorim Shein Lahem Oino Ho Avodim, Vi Hashtoris, Vi Hakakoris, Vi Hakadeshois. If you sell a neved, you sell a shtar, you sell a karka, you sell a hegdish, there's no halacha v'ayno. Even though you charge a sixth more, still you can't get your money back. Now the question is, it says true, oino ein lehem, but bitul mekach yesh lehem, or yein lehem. The new suffix is, what about bitul mekach? Let's say you charge more than a sixth. When you charge more than a sixth, then the halacha is bitul mekach. That's like a mekach tois, that you have a right to retract on the whole thing and get your money back altogether. So what's going to be by karka or by shtaris by avodim? If he charges you more than a sixth, is it bitul mekach or not? That was his new suffix. So what's the shaila? Yes, Rashi says, like mi aminun mi altoinu hu di mayin. It's only me. It's from the pasha of Aino. V'ho la v'chal Ainohu elu nekach toyisu. Here it's a new svara. You charge too much. It's called a nekach toyis. Or Dilma maybe no, Kivan the Lav Dover Shivanidahu, this is not exact measurement you're selling. Voloy Itayu Bidiburai, Voloyitayu Bidiburai, Kishar Dinainohu. It's only called like I gypped you with the Dibur, that's like I know. That's the question, and these things about charging more than a sixth, is there a bit of Nekachanat? So Amr of Nachman said that Hodu Amr of Chizda, and the Chizda said that Poshid Rabami, Rabami was Poshid, I know Ein Lehem. But bitul nekach yeshlem. You should know, true, the Mishnah says there's no din I know, but if you charge more than a sixth, there is a parsha bitul nekach. Bitul nekach we have. When you charge more than a sixth, he has the right to have chazara to retract that the whole nekach is bottled. Reb Yoinu, Reb Yoinu says, Ahegdeshois, and Reb Yiviyoma akakoi. We'll soon see what it means. One said, Reb Yoinu said the din applies to Hegdish. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Loch apart in kakoy." So what? The Tavayu Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan, and both of them said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. That Omer that they said, "I know ain't lehem, but bitul nekach yeshlem." They also said that even though the Mishnah says there's no halach of I know, if you only charge one sixth more, that's it. You can't get your money back. But if you charge more than a sixth, there is a halach of bitul nekach. But the Machlekes Rabbi Yoino and Rabbi Yirmiyah, was it said on hegdish or was it said on kakoy? So must have like this. Man di yom hegdeshois, according to Rabbi Yoino, that he says even by hegdish, so kol shchein akakoyis, for sure the same malach applies to karka, that if you charge more than a sixth, for sure it's called the bitul mekach. Rashi says, kol shchein, that akakoyis na mi yom adichivu na shmina the bitul mekach, la b'chal aynohu, won't you tell me that bitul mekach is not in the pasha of aynohu. So mehechi mayit, where shall I say not? Ida hegdeshois kachoshu mekach toys. Avakav leketos kafi shemaya. Then the chiddush is that by hegdish, you're not jipping Hashem. There's no jipping towards Hashem. Still, it's called the bitul nekach. So of course, when I sell your property between one person and another person, for sure there'll be a bitul nekach. But the other way around, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, but man di yom akakois, Rabbi Yirmiyah that said that if you sell karka and you charge more than a sixth of the bitul nekach, I tell you avakav hegdish aslay. But on hegdish there, he did not say it. If you charge more than a sixth on Hegdish, Hegdish is no din bitul mekach. Yeah. Rashi says, Avlagdashis loy. So Rashi wrote this, Avlagdashis loy. Dilu gabi hedyit amrinan to. Vyadaita de hochi lo yakni. When you sell something, Reuven to Shimon, we say if you charge him too much, he didn't have das, that's a mekach toys. Avla Hegdish lek lame mahochi. Vechivan les nayo bedinay no, toys namele amrinabu. Kudishmuel. There's no din toys mistake by Hegdish. Why not? And I'll tell you, he holds like Shmuel. Mer says Kiddush Shmuel, it goes like Shmuel. The Yomah Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hegdish Shava Mona. If you have Hegdish, something that's worth $100. Shechil Loi Al Shava Pruta. If you wanted to be Mechal it, I mean, takes the Gedusha off it, and put the Gedusha instead on something else, even though you only have a Shava Pruta, Mechulol. The Hegdish is off. Rashi Mechulol. Kiddush Yomah, the Yimayit Meno, Vitoyis Namilek, Lamaimabhu. The man taught there's no toys. So the Hegdish, there's no Pasha of toys. Even if you take off the Kedusha of $100 onto $1, it's Chal. So there's no din toys for Hegdish. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hossam, we learned over there, a Gemara in Temura, Im Hoyu Kedish Baal Mum, let's say the Korban was the came of Baal Mum, so Yotzel Chulin, Shinov, you say like Zetach Azeh, you have something else, and you say the Kedusha of this Baal Mum should go off it and go on to something else. So Staki, yeah, that's what happens, Yotzel Chulin. Once the animal, the korban, became a balmum, it's a bar pigeon, so the kedusha goes off it. But with tzorach lasas ledomin, let's say the second thing you take in place is not worth the same amount as the first one is. The first animal was worth $200, and the second one is only worth $100. So even though the chula, the pigeon is chal, that the kedusha goes off the first one, but you still have to pay hegdish $100. With tzorach lasas ledomin, you still have to pay the money, the value that's missing by hegdish. Omer Reb Yechon Rechonin said, you should know, Yotzel Chulin Dabar Torah. Midi Yerayis said, you make this pigeon, this Chulin, you take this animal of Chulin, and you say, the Kedusha of the other animal should go off it onto this animal, it's Chal Midi Yerayis. And I don't have to pay back the money. Midi Yerayis, that's it. Yotzel Chulin Dabar Torah. Vitzorach Lassos Ledomim Midivrayim. That's what we say, you have to pay back the money that Hegdish is missing. That's only Midi Rabbonin, but not Midi Yerayis. Midi Raisa, if you paid an animal worth $200 onto an animal worth $100, the pigeon is chal, and that's all. The Kedusha goes off the first animal onto the second animal, and that's it. It's only Midi Rabbonin, though, that you have to add the money on. For Yesh Lakish, Shomer Shlakish says, Av Tzorech Lassus Loi Domim Min HaTorah. No, even Midi Raisa, you have to add the extra money. If the pigeon now, you took off the $200 animal onto a $100, so you still owe $100 to a Hegdish, that's Midi Raisa. The Gemara says, the Mayas Kid, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me now, Bichdei I know that the difference is less than a sixth or exactly a sixth. The Gemara says, Boho, Leimer, Resh Lokish, Sorok, Lassus, Ladom, and Devatero. Is it possible to say that Midi Reis, you have to pay the extra sixth, like that to Hegdish? If you are Tanam, look at our Mishnah. Eilu, Dvorim, Shem, Lem, I know. There's no Pasha of I know. If you charge one sixth more, one sixth less, it's still called a good sale. And the Mishnah says, Ha Kakois, Vihavodim, Vihashtoros. The Hegdesh, Masha by Hegdish, if you pay, you buy something off Hegdish, so the pigeon is chal. Even though it's one sixth more or one sixth less, the pigeon is chal. So you can't tell me now that Midi Raisa, you have to pay back the sixth. Our Mishnah says there's no din I know by Hegdish. Elo, what is the Mishnah talking about? What is this thing talking about? Bitu Mekach. We're talking about that you gypped Hegdish, you paid less, more than a sixth. The question is it a Bitu Mekach or not? Here, Rosh Lakish says that Midi Raisa, yes. There's a bitul nekach by Hegdish, and therefore you have to pay back the money to Hegdish. So Mar says, if so, Tiho, in such a case, Leimer Rabbi Yochanan Tzorach Lassos Ladomim Midivrayim. Is it true that Rabbi Yochanan said, it's only Midirabonin, where you gypped Hegdish, like you made a pigeon less than a sixth, where you owe Hegdish more than a sixth, you want to tell me Midirayis, you don't have to pay back, it's only Midirabonin. I've Omer Rabbi Yochanan just said before, that a Hegdish, that on Hegdish there is a parsha of Bitul Mekach, and it's said Alibi Rabbi Yochanan, that if you jip Hegdish more than a sixth, it's a Bitul Mekach, and you do have to pay the money back to Hegdish. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar HaKakoyis, V'Tavayim Mishred Rabbi Yochanan Amri, and they both said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. See, if so, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says a kasha, he said that by Hegdish, there is a Bitul Mekach, so if you charge or jip Hegdish more than a sixth, they have a right to get their money back. How could you say here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only Midivrayim, it's only Midrabonim? So Moses says, Amri, I tell you like this. Amri, I know, ain lehem. Vitul yet mekach yesh lehem. And they both said, this is what they both said in Rabbi Yochanan, that what I know, ain lehem, but vitul mekach yesh lehem. That the Mishnah says, there's no din of I know, it's only one sixth. But if it's more than a sixth, the vitul mekach does apply to Hegdish. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that you don't have to pay the extra money back to Hegdish Midi Raisa? So Mora says, no, I'll tell you, L'yolam really b'vitul mekach. We're talking about now, when you made this pigeon from Hegdish, it was a jipping more than a sixth. It's more than a sixth less. We said before, the first animal, let's say,